Okay, I appreciate that.
Well, okay, let me see. Apparently you were at the liquor store.
Right.
Okay, and you were standing outside when something happened, or well, just tell me what you saw that day. That was, they were talking about Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday, that was the 15th of this month, so, of June.
Okay, yeah, so my brother and I were walking up to the liquor store. We had just parked our cars, and the owner, the guy, I'm not sure what his name is, he was outside, and there was this, that car was kind of on the other side of the parking lot, kind of like flying through, and at first I thought he was just like a, you know, a kid just driving too fast or something. Mm-hmm. But the liquor store owner guy, so this guy speeds through the parking lot, and he kind of clips like a curb or something,
okay.
Like, and then flies out into the, going the wrong way on Agoura Road.
Okay.
And at that point, the store owner says, yeah, the police are following him. And then this guy runs into a police car, head on, and then I think he maneuvered around him somehow, and then he took a left onto that next road.
Okay.
And then at that point, he was probably like 100 yards away from us or so,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a little less, but I mean, we couldn't see completely clearly. We could see that there was other police officers over there, and then we heard, I remember hearing 3 gunshots.
Okay.
I think my brother says he might have heard more, but I thought that there were 3, so we kind of ran back inside the store when we heard that. And then after, like, maybe 5 to 10 minutes or so, after we didn't hear anything, we kind of walked back out. It looked like, from where we were, that the guys, I mean, because we didn't know who the gunshots were coming from at first. So it looked like the guys' windows were broken in, so then we figured, you know, he's not, like, running around or anything, so.
Right.
So we kind of waited there for a little bit. We started to walk up a little closer to kind of see what had happened, but it looked like the officers that were there didn't want us any closer. They kind of gave us a little flashlight thing, so we backed off a little bit.
Okay.
And, yeah, so then after a few more minutes, we left.
Okay. Let me back you up a little bit here. You said you were standing outside the liquor store, right? And you saw,
yeah.
You saw this car going by. What, describe the car.
It was like an older car. It looked like maybe a early 90s like Honda or something.
Okay. And can you tell who was driving?
No, couldn't really see the driver.
Okay. All right. So this car is going through this parking lot. You saw it. You said clip the curb.
He hit, like, he either hit a curb or his bumper hit, like, on a dip in the parking lot or
okay.
something. He hit something. There was a big scraping noise.
But he
kept going.
Okay.
So that's when, you know, kind of realized maybe it's not, like, someone just driving around fast trying to look cool. Because then he heard his car, he would have slowed down, but this guy kept going.
Okay, so he was driving fast.
Yeah, he was driving fast, definitely.
Do you think it was fast? Do you think it was a safe speed for that parking lot, or do you think it was an unsafe speed?
Oh, no way.
Okay.
Sorry?
Go ahead. Do you think you can estimate how fast he was going?
I guess. He was kind of winding through there. It's maybe like a, shoot, I don't know, maybe like 25. But I mean, it's a tight parking lot, so he's kind of
right.
Winding around a little bit.
So for you, what would be a safe speed to drive through there?
Maybe like 5 to 10.
Okay, good. Okay, so now you see this guy going by, and he's driving very fast.
Yeah, he's flying through there.
And you see him go out to Agoura. He exits and goes out to Agoura and turns the wrong way.
Yeah, because there's a median right there, so he turned left into the ongoing traffic.
And at any time before he made that turn out to Agoura, do you remember seeing any police cars?
No, I don't. No, I don't believe so.
Now you said
the police car that he crashed into was the first police car I saw.
So now that car that you saw, that first police car, think back. Do you remember seeing the you know the police lights on? You know the ones that flashing red and blue, whatever. Do you remember seeing those lights?
You don't remember,
that's okay.
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think I remember. I think they might have been off at first until the guy hit him, but I'm not completely sure. Sorry.
Okay. Okay, so then did you see the officer make a turn to go back towards the car? Go back towards the car?
I think he had, because the car kind of like went around him, I think, and then he started kind of reversing like he was going to turn around. But I think there were other police officers around that turn. I'm not sure exactly what happened or how his car stopped, but I know there were some other officers there within like a few seconds.
Right. You mentioned earlier that it looked to you like this car was going straight head on towards the police car, right?
Yeah, the one he ran into?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that guy was right outside of the exit. The police car was right outside of the exit and kind of just turned and went right into him.
Okay, do you think, was it right after he made the turn, or was there a little bit of a time span there where he's actually made, after he made the turn, he's going straight and then collides, or was it almost immediately after making the turn?
It was almost immediately after, maybe like a second or so, like he turned out and then crashed.
Now, do you recall did it look like it was an intentional collision, or was this a collision that just occurred?
I think it looks more like it just occurred.
Okay. All right.
Like, I think it looked more like he was trying to get around.
Right.
And that the officer's car was in the way, but he wasn't about to stop, you know?
So then afterwards, you said the car went further down to the intersection, and you said from that point you didn't really see
what happened. Yeah, we couldn't really see a whole lot. No, we couldn't really see a whole lot at that point. I mean, we could kind of see where his car was stopped,
mm-hmm.
and we could kind of see, like, that there were some other police cars over there.
Okay. Now, stop right there. I want to see if you can focus on that part and remember if you saw any lights down there at that intersection, any police lights. Again, if you don't remember, you don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'd rather you say you don't remember.
I could. Okay, yeah, I understand.
I'd rather you say you don't remember than to tell me something that it's not true.
Right. Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, that's fine. And then you heard gunshots.
Yeah, okay. Three. I think three.
Okay. And then what did you hear after that? Or what did you see
after that? Well, at that point, we kind of ran back inside the liquor store.
Gotcha.
So we didn't really see anything after that.
Okay. And then,
but by the time we came back out, there were other police cars there, and they were, yeah.
Okay. You mentioned that you were with your brother. Did somebody already speak to your brother?
He was a, here, let me ask him real quick. I'm with him right now.
Okay.
He was working at Sports Authority, and he said a police officer came in, and he told that officer what he saw. I don't know if it was like an official statement or anything.
I just want to confirm that he talked to somebody already.
Okay. 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, he did talk to someone. He doesn't remember who it was, though.
Okay. Okay, anything that I might have forgotten to ask or left out or anything?
No, I mean, it's been like a week and a half, and it was all like so quick within like a minute or so. Sorry if I don't remember quite as well.
What I'm going to do is just write a quick report on what you told me.
Okay.
The only thing I need is, I see I have your phone number. Can I get an address for you or?
Yeah, I'm at, yeah, birthday.
Okay.
And the address is.
Okay, gotcha. And what city is that?
It's in Westlake Village.
If we need anything else, we'll give you a call, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me and calling me back.
No problem. I figured I didn't want to, like, I was kind of waiting around to see if anyone would ask me questions after it happened.
Yeah, it's important that we talk to everybody because it was an officer involved shooting,
yeah.
And we have to we have to do, you know, do our job and talk to people that witnessed it. But I appreciate
right,
it. And you have a good one, okay?
All right, no problem. You too. Good luck.
Bye-bye.